Are you recording?
I am, Dad. Relax. I have spare batteries and 3 additional memory cards. We're good.
It's a big day.
It's Chuck's wedding day. Not yours, you know.
I know, but your mom is already on the warpath, and that makes me nervous.
Can you blame her? She sets one foot in the door, and the bride tells her where she can go to change.
Was that so bad?
She bought the dress she's wearing especially for this occasion.
Really? Man, I really wish she let the salespeople help her.
When you next talk to her, the first thing you will tell her is how beautiful she looks. Okay, Dad?
Oh, yeah! Okay, that'll make life a lot easier. Thank you.
Well, you know, it might also make her feel a little bit better about herself.
Okay, kid, when you've been as married as long as your mom and I have, compliments roll off like duck in a rain? Maybe a seal in the sea, or a penguin in the sea. What are some other, not like fishy, but like mammal fishy.
Dad, I need you to reel it in. Give it a shot anyway.
Will do. Hey, keep an eye on her, will ya? When she gets uncomfortable, she tends to drink too much. Okay, tipsy is good. She's fun, Allison. Drunk is bad. Very, very, very bad.
Okay. Go find Chuck, Dad.
Okay, yeah. Mingle and record, my sneaky offspring. Mingle and record! Marisol! Hey! Wait up!
Really? Wow, Dad. Wow. So, here's the situation, listeners. I am currently under a big tent in the Metau Valley with, quite honestly, characters from The Great Gatsby. Beautiful people. Well-dressed. Lots of summery hats and wafty dresses and linen suits. Everybody seems really young, which is surprising, since Chuck and... Ah, crap. I don't know the new wife's name. Dad calls her 3, and Mom says she won't be around long enough to bother. Oh wait, here we go. There's a massive banner in scrolling gold script that says, "Congratulations, Charles and Elaine." And there's a gold lame ball and chain hanging off the C in Charles. Hilarious and classy. The ceremony was typical. Dumb joke about the word obey. She took his name, of course, and now the reception is warming up.
Why is my child talking to her caller? Their caller? Did I inadvertently give birth to Dick Tracy? She's offensive.
Your child has a wireless lavalier buried in their corsage, courtesy of
what?
Dad.
You're joking!
Don't worry, I plan to let everyone know I'm recording them.
Oh god, why would you do that? How else are we gonna get to Scoops?
Okay, so one, that's kind of unethical, and two, no one gives their Scoops to some random 16-year-old kid at a wedding. Are you tipsy? Already? The reception started, 9 minutes ago?
Yeah, 9 minutes ago, so where were you? I didn't see you at the open bar, the line is short, Coral. And I'm not tipsy. I'm just... cheerful. It's a party. Listen to this, though. Just forget that. Also, don't go to the open bar. I don't know why I said that. You could go there. They have Shirley Temples. I actually didn't ask, so you should check. But listen, this is the important part. Okay, I'm going to talk closer to your corsage. That's not weird, right? Okay. I have been to the gift section. It's a whole additional tent. It's like a tent stention or a tent stragavaganza. They unwrapped a bunch of their loot last night, and it's just all displayed like the crown jewels. There are 9 gravy boats. 9! What do we end up giving them?
We got a waffle maker.
A waffle. I can't wait to see him, put it up on Facebook later and be like, free, buy nothing. This is great because they're not going to eat carbs, but you know they are because it's one of those little ones, right? Can you imagine? What's her face? Elaine? Was that her name? Putting syrup on it? No, I don't have syrup. Now, I need you to go and just spread yourself amongst the crowd and get the scoops. But not the ice cream scoops. Because you need to be spying on us, them, for us, okay? This is great audio for the show.
Okay.
I'm still gonna tell people I'm recording.
No, no, I mean, if you must legally, but... Oh, God, is that your father with Marisol? He sure found her in a hurry. You know what, I'm gonna go and celebrate her heritage, and I'm just gonna order a margarita with the salt and the blended.
Whoa, Mom, easy on the cultural stereotypes, okay?
All right, Jiminy Cricket. Hop off and get me those scoops.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Cora. You look wonderful, too.
And Dad cleans up nice.
He does. Yeah. And he has a reason to. See you later, sweetie.
Ouch. Granted, Mom can be a bit of a drama queen, but look on her face.
Crystal!
Coral, actually?
Whatever. I haven't seen you since you were a little girl.
I'm actually non-binary, Aunt Farah.
Oh, honey, we can drop the honorarium, I think. You're old enough to just call me Farah.
Oh, okay.
So, tell me what that means, non-binary.
Well, it means I don't identify as either masculine or feminine. I'm just somewhere on the spectrum.
Oh, like autism.
No, not like that. I just don't think gender is defined by what you've got in your pants, or that there are only two, or that, you know, you're stuck with one your whole life.
Oh, that's deep. So, no pink for you, then?
All the colors of the rainbow, Aunt, Farah.
So you're gay.
Wow. So I appreciate you wanting to educate yourself on this, but maybe another time? I could email you an article, or...
Oh, you bet, you bet. That would be great. Crystal, you do that, because I want to support you.
Well, lucky Crystal, whoever they are.
Hang on, B. Just finishing up with Allison and Paul's little girl.
Yeah, saw that coming. Excuse me.
Oh, dude, did you see Marisol? Oh, damn, she looks good. How did we let that slip by?
Dude, you did. She ducked you like a monkey flung you at her at the zoo. I let her go, on the other hand.
Yeah, well, you gotta be kicking yourself now. You see that ass?
Yes, and he's talking to my dad.
Good one, kid. So how's the bi life?
Whoa.
The what life?
Okay, they're not bi, Chuck. Non-binary.
So is that like the opposite? Like, you hate everybody?
Congratulations on your wedding, Chuck.
Oh, thanks, Paulison. Did you get some champagne?
I'm 16. And could we drop the Paulison nickname?
It's my wedding day. Everybody gets to celebrate. And you are the perfect blend of your mom and dad, hence Paulison.
Yeah, I know the thinking that went into it.
Yeah, you've got your dad's eyes and your mom's stick.
Whoa there, you're talking to my offspring about my wife, remember? How much champagne have you had already?
Champagne is for pussies. I have a whiskey flask in my pocket. Hey, kid, want a sip?
I'm driving us back to the hotel tonight, but thanks for the offer. I'm recording, by the way.
Now, what does that mean? Man, I cannot keep up with all the new words. LGBTQ, trans, bi, recording.
It means that I have a microphone on me and I'm recording what you say.
Oh, a documentary?
I believe it would be a dickumentary in this case.
Allison?
Chuck?
Have you talked with Marisol yet? Man, she looks great.
Yeah, she does. So does, Elaine. Very elegant.
Oh, yeah. She does, doesn't she? Ah, my lady. How does a guy get so lucky to find the perfect woman?
Process of elimination.
How did you meet Elaine? Remind me.
You introduced us. She sued your boss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Great time. I love the little package they sent after.
You called her some pretty choice names, actually. And wanted me to go out with her to sweeten her up.
Yeah, okay. Water under the bridge, water under the bridge.
Charles, swim, swim, swim. There you are. We have lots of people to mingle with, so please don't stop anywhere too long.
Oh, great dress, Annalaine.
Oh, did I grow a sibling?
It's sort of an honorary title, because Coral's been calling Chuck Uncle her their whole life. This is child. Our...
child.
Child.
I see. I'm not a fan of being assigned relatives. The ones I have are really more than enough.
You know, that's fair. I can call you Elaine if you prefer.
Well, that is certainly an improvement on what your father used to call me.
And what her mother still does, huh?
Their...
what's that, kiddo?
Their mother?
Oh, right. You're one of the pronoun crowd.
It was a lovely ceremony, Elaine.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I like the short ones without all the stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah. This is why I left the church.
Aww. Same.
Dad.
Coral, could I borrow you a minute?
Did you mean Coral, or did you mean Allison?
Definitely Coral.
Well, we were talking, so...
Allie, let him go. It's okay, Allie.
What do you need me for?
Are you good with equipment? Well, see, the guy over there, yeah, he's not doing so well with his equipment, and I think he needs some help, and I've heard that you're really good with recording equipment. And I'd love your help.
Oh,
she's the
they
best.
And yes, I can.
I mean,
please, let's go.
They're the best.
Oh yeah, quick. You really look great in that outfit. I've always thought tuxedos were wasted on men. I mean, look at my new husband.
Well, thanks. My folks weren't exactly thrilled with my choice of outfit.
Well, I like it. And I'm sure that they had visions of grandeur and little girls in white dresses and weddings and grandchildren, but there's comfort in stereotypes, but conformity is stifling. Oh, this is Michael, the one who isn't doing so well. He prefers he, him, and Michael, this is Coral, who prefers they, them.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, Michael. Oh, is that a Tascam? It looks brand new. Tell me more.
I have no idea what that means, and I am super bored, so I'm going to leave you to all of your nerdy glory. Coral, thank you so much for jumping in. Will you let me know your rates? I think your father has my email.
Oh, no, you don't need to pay.
Your podcast is professional quality, I hear, and I just subscribed to it, so I'm going to listen to all of it, but just don't undersell yourself. Charles, keep moving.
Sorry about the narration here, but the next 17 minutes of tape are all Michael and me geeking out over audio equipment. Probably should have paused, but hey, that's what editing software is for. And then...
Coral! There you are! Okay, I need you now!
What's going on?
Okay, please, please excuse us.
Okay. Sorry, Michael. Good luck!
Okay, let's go. Come on, because the USS your mom and the HMS Marisol are on a collision course.
But they like each other.
They do, but your mom is now 3 champagne flutes, a margarita, and at least 1 G&T to the wind and likely about to say anything.
Are you concerned about mom or about you?
I'm equal opportunity concerned. Come on, kid, come on, help out your old man.
Fine, but if I start flying, I'm out of there.
Okay, deal.
Hey, Coral, how delicious you look in that suit.
Hey, Marisol. Thank you. I should just let you know that...
I should maybe let you back off. We'll just tell you right now, she doesn't play on any teams, and she's way too young.
Mom!
Okay. But, honey, Marisol was just saying she's moving to Seattle. Isn't that just the best news?
It's only temporary. You know, a year, maybe, two. I'm working with a VR company, actually.
Cheers.
Yeah.
VR.
Natural language for AIs and NPCs. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds really cool.
NPCs?
You're working with a games company, then?
Do you know what? I don't know what that is, but they're not exclusively games. But, they do games as well. Are you a gamer?
I am, a little bit, yeah.
Unlike her father. I mean, he thinks he's a gamer. But wait, back up a second. Just right, back. There was a letter that you, because I understood AI. But what's an NPR?
It's National Public Radio, Allie.
Was it, she works for the radio, too? God, she's perfect.
You know, it's okay. Jargon is the bane of my existence, anyway. NPCs are non-player characters in games, you know? They're the characters who are computer-generated, not played by real people like Coral or Paul.
You think Paul's a real people? He's like half a people.
Go figure,
but
right?
You know, he does play a lot of games, so I bet he knows what you're talking about. Probably speaking his goddamn language.
Okay, Allie, you need to sober up.
You know what? I think you're wrong, Paul. It is a wedding.
See,
we all need to get
smart too.
Yeah, we need to get more drunk. Enough standing around talking about work things. It's boring. Let's dance.
Yeah, let's dance around and talk about work things.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Let's dance.
You know what? Why don't you two just go on? Cause you just make a perfect picture together anyway, don't you? We'll just dance on the floor together and just be
Allie,
you
Allie,
know what?
Stop.
No offense to your hubby, but I think I prefer to dance with Coral. May I have this boogie?
Yeah, let's go.
Yes. Thank you for saving me.
Would you hold my corsage and recorder, please?
Okay.
What the hell are you doing?
Enjoying a wedding. Or at least an open bar. What are you doing? I bet you're thrilled Marisol's coming within range.
I can't talk to you when you're like this.
Did you try? I must have missed it.
You're being a real asshole, you know that? Marisol's been nothing but nice to you.
You're right. She has. I'll apologize for being an asshole to her. You, on the other hand.
Me what? I've never done anything wrong. Not cheated once. Not even a kiss or a hand in the wrong place. Nothing.
Oh, well, give the guy a medal. Come on, Paul. That's kind of the bare minimum, isn't it?
We can have this conversation when you can pronounce minimum on the first try. Come on, we need to get you to the hotel.
No!
Allison.
No, Paul.
You're not having fun. Why do you want to stay? So you can watch other people have fun and continue to play the martyr?
That is unfair. You drag me to a wedding with a bunch of people who hate me.
Did you ever stop to wonder why they don't like you? Could it possibly be you're not much fun to be around? Let's go.
I'm not Marisol. They don't like me because they think you made the wrong choice.
No one expects you to be Marisol. Wants you to. We already have one of those.
Why did you marry me?
You don't want to ask me that right now.
Why not? I won't like the answer?
Right now, I don't have an answer.
Wow. Ouch.
Yeah, Elaine's got a fleet of lifts on call. Let's get one of those and take you to the hotel. We can talk tomorrow.
Talk? You and me? Oh, we don't do that, in case you don't remember. We just talk around each other, and we talk over each other, and we talk through each other, but talk together? I don't think we know how to do that anymore.
We used to.
You think so? I was young and eager to please back then. I'm not sure I've ever really told you who I am. Back then, because I didn't know, and lately, because it's just too much of a habit not to.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly, Paul. Tell Coral to have a glass of champagne if they want one, okay? Just one. And want. If they want. Know how to verb my own kid. I'm tired. Oh, here, give this back to Coral.
As soon as we get home, we really need to talk, Allison.
Yeah. We do.
Just to clarify, are we really talking divorce at a wedding?
Paul, let's just not, we'll not put a name to it yet. We haven't even had a starter conversation. But it is a Chuck wedding.
Ha, ha, ha.
The rest of the recording is the inside of the cloakroom. And, dear God, so much gross behavior in a cloakroom at a wedding reception. Get a grip, people. Or at least a hotel room. Please? But, yeah. Here's where we are. With Mom and Dad talking divorce. If they manage to talk at all, that is. The 4-hour drive back to Seattle was in total silence. We didn't stop for food, which Dad always does, or to take pictures, which Mom always does, or even to pee, which we all always do. We've been back from the wedding for almost 24 hours, and I haven't heard them say anything to each other. No one's talked to me either. I wouldn't know anything was more wrong than usual, except, of course, we caught it all on tape. I think we're going to take a break from the podcast for a few weeks. Let's call this season one. I hope there's a season two. Keep an eye on our Twitter account for updates, and wish me luck, everybody. Whatever that looks like from here.
All right, David S. Deer.
Okay, Shannon Perry, do you use the K?
Not really. No, okay. That I started using that because a couple times in Facebook and in LinkedIn both, I think I set up accounts, then couldn't get back into them, and they wouldn't let me delete them. So then I had to go with the K to differentiate between the old dead account and the live me account.
All it took was a K.
Right. It's the magic
so,
K. The special K.
So here we are.
Yes.
We are the producers. We've just introduced ourselves in a really bizarre way, and we're the producers and creators of this crazy deconstructive criticism show that we're having so much fun with. So this is how we're going to tell you who was involved with the show. We've started with the two of us, and who else?
There are some other folks.
Yeah.
You might have heard their voices.
A couple of times.
Do we start? I don't know.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm just going to jump in there with Carl G. Brooks as Paul.
Aaron Lillis as Allison.
Tal Minear as Coral.
And those are our main players. And then we had, for our guests, we had Richard Nadalny as Chuck.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't leave that one to me.
I know. I should have left that one to you. You can do it if you want.
Yeah, you did great. Nadalny, but you did great. You did great.
He's going to be upset.
Then there is Eric Perry, my brother, who played Randall and Rudolph. Randall and him. Randolph.
I left him for you. See?
Oh, thank you. Aren't you very kind? It's so much fun to introduce him as my brother because as the youngest and the only girl in my family, I spent years being like Scott and Eric's sister. Oh, you're Scott and Eric's sister.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice that he is now Shannon's brother.
That's right. Turnabout is fun.
It's a thing. Anyway.
And we also have, speaking of family, Jackie Deer as the phone voice tree in the same episode that Eric was in, which was sales versus support.
Awesome. Sounding very, very professional.
My lovely and then, spouse, yes.
Indeed. And then we had some wonderful voices in this episode, including Melissa Medina, who played Marisol.
And we had Nikki Richardson, who played the bride, Elaine.
Who is wonderful. And the lovely Sarah Ray Warner, who played Farrah. And we appreciate them all. They were all fabulous.
Oh,
not that we suspected less, but yes, they were wonderful.
They were absolutely wonderful. So much fun to play with.
Yep.
And these episodes are written by both Shannon Perry and me. We've written them, co-wrote them, or have taken separate episodes. And you can actually see our credits on the transcripts, which are on our website, decritpodcast.com, for whomever likes to go there. Some people do go there. At least hopefully they go there for the votes.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's a really good reminder, by the way. if you are unaware of this, the votes are for real. You can go to the website and cast your vote for the decisions that are being made on the show. And we do actually, you know, change the next show depending on the outcome of the vote.
Absolutely. So, as they say, your vote counts. Every vote counts. Because you actually helped to write the show in a sense when you give us your vote. And we're honest with them. We stick by them no matter what happens.
You know, I have to say, it's kind of funny doing this during the spring NPR pledge drive because we kind of sound like the spring NPR pledge drive right now.
Maybe we should have gotten tote bags ready for people.
I have to say, you have a classic NPR radio voice. I, on the other hand, am clearly someone they just scraped up off the street. So, sorry about that.
To lean in and say, like, you know, for all of you who are joining us and listening and want to support the show, it's important for you to listen to Decrit and listen to people argue about their small problems in their marriage.
We're giving you the real slice of life, a balanced perspective on marriage in the 21st century.
Yeah, this is very 21st century, isn't it? Oh, and I guess, and what we do need to let you all know is that there will be a season two. I know that Coral just said that there might be a season two, the character Coral, but there will be. We know.
Definitely
that
will. Yeah. As soon as David starts cracking the whip and we get the writing going again.
That's right, which is in due time.
Yes, so. But we have big plans.
We have very big plans. We're going to bring in some interesting and new people as well.
Yes, very excited about some of the new ones. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, for people who listen to either our show, some more familiar ones, too.
That's right. Should we tell them our shows, just in case?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm down.
Yeah, go for it.
And considering we're both in each other's shows.
That's right.
It makes sense. So I am fortunate enough to have David S. Deere playing Dr. Theo Brome on our show, Oz 9.
And I am fortunate enough to have Shannon Perry playing Bishop Kliambala in A Ninth World Journal.
Woo woo.
Who will be returning next season.
Awesome. We do show up a lot of places, you and I. Especially you, but we are all over the audio fiction landscape.
We do like to make our appearances. We like to kind of spread ourselves out.
Yeah.
Pop up here and there like whack-a-moles.
That is the fun of it. That is the great, great honor and joy and fun of it.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, the last two pieces that we have are our music. And we have the opening song, the fun bouncy song is Cambo it's Coffee by Cambo. And then the closing piece is Life Illusion by Kestra.
Both of which are stuck in my head for days after I listen to an episode in a good way. This is they're in a worse good way. Earworms. Yeah.
They're really both really neat tunes. So
they are
kind of a nice way to cap them. Yeah.
Good stuff. And our website once again?
DecritPodcast.com.
Awesome. David, it is an honor and a pleasure to work with you.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much for joining me on this ride, Shannon. It would not be the same without you. So thank you so much.
It's been a great fun. It was a wonderful idea that you had, and it's been great fun to be part of the execution. So thank you.
Thank you. And thanks everybody for listening and voting and joining us on this ride. And we will see you in between seasons as well as next season. So stay tuned.
Yep. See you soon.
Me.
My demon.
And I.
The name's Johnny.
Johnny.
Jonathan.
Johnny.
I have a demon. And his name is hard to pronounce, so I'll just call him Vet. I am not a very smart man.
You are so stupid.
But I didn't think things would get this bad.
A 3-alarm fire. Tragedy has struck our community. Blame the life.
Man, oh man, was I wrong.